Okay, I want to bring on our next guest. I am excited to talk to Ali Vincent. She is the first female winner of NBC's Biggest Loser.
Is that show still on the air?
Yeah, it's still on the air. It's really? Even more popular now than it's ever been.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, she also wrote the book Believe It, Be It, How the Biggest Loser Won Me Back My Life. She is in town, and she is promoting the Mind, Body, Soul tour from Famous Footwear. And we are so excited to have her on the show. Ali, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I was going to jump in there and kind of give you a little clue. Mind, body, soul.
Mind. Is that how you say it? Mind, body. Is that
what That's how she says it. That's how I say it. I love that, though. When I first heard about the, of course, I wanted to be on tour ever since I won the show. I went in to talk to Mark Koops, who's like the founder of The Biggest Loser. And I was like, I want to go across America and tell as many people as I can that they can feel the way that I feel, because it does have everything to do with our body and nothing to do with our body. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like, it was amazing. And so
I don't know what that means.
You know,
well, you know, I know, right? That he doesn't even know that The Biggest Loser is still on. Look,
I know. You know the guy that's who's called the fat guy.
The
too.
Fat guy.
You would think the fat guy would know that.
I know. Man versus now, food's on.
Now, Ali, take us to the point where, first of all, how'd you get on the show? How did that whole go? Take us to the process.
The thought
process. You're watching TV going, you know what? I'm going to be on that show.
I could win.
You know what?
Thing.
I actually didn't watch The Biggest Loser prior to
See?
Being on
Oh,
the
I'm
show.
Not the only one. Why are you busting me?
Well, you know, I was a hairstylist. I didn't have a DVR. You know, I was busy and I was working. And so I never actually watched the show. My younger sister, which you have to imagine, she's like drop dead gorgeous, 6 foot tall, Ashtanga yoga instructor. And she's like, Ali, you got to watch this show, The Biggest Loser. It's my favorite, and it's, you know, changing lives. And I was like, excuse me? What, are they mocking fat people? I don't think so.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? I was, like, offended right from the get-go. And then it just, you know what? We resist, persist, and so it kept coming up. Every time I'd see her, she's like, I've got a DVR. Do you got to check it out? So I saw a few episodes, but I still wasn't convinced. I did realize they weren't mocking heavy people, but I was just resistant. And then I was over at my mother's house one night, and, you know, in my house, I don't know how it is in your household, but the household I grew up in.
You're right.
If the TV is on, you do not utter a word until there's a commercial break. Right?
So. See, that is something I like that. Because I have, all of a sudden I watch TV, the kids are telling my wife asking me questions. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I can't like, hear you. I'm watching this.
Oh, it used to
so
drive me bananas.
The rule
yes,
in
your yes, yes. And I used to get so ticked off, but I'm my mother's daughter. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So now I'm like, be quiet.
Right.
Okay, what? Okay,
what
stop.
About in the movies? How are you in the movie if you're in a movie?
Oh, don't you dare try to talk to me.
Will you hit someone? Will you physically
even though,
get violent?
Like, even now that I do have like a DVR and stuff, even if I have it on DVR, I just don't know. No, there's no pausing.
No I'm in the moment. You're there.
I'm in the moment. Right. Don't disturb it.
Right.
And so she was watching this show, of course, The Biggest Loser, because I was like, it was showing up everywhere. And it was season finale of season three. And this gentleman named Eric Chopin lost over 200 pounds, you know. And I was just like, but I was more mesmerized by the way that he looked when he first stood on the scale and the way that he looked when he punched through that poster at the end. And that's how I was feeling in that moment, was how he looked in the beginning. And that's how I wanted to feel. And I turned to my mom. I was like, I want to be on this show. You know, I saw all this possibility, and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, there, I won. It was all in the moment. She jumped out of bed, downloading the application. And then I was like, stop, because there was probably thousands of people doing the exact same thing
that
at the exact same moment.
Right.
And so I kind of like let it go. And I remember driving home that evening, and I was like, when did I become this woman? You know what I mean? Like, that saw the possibility, because I had been unhappy for years. For years, I've struggled. I know that Mr. Fat Guy over here was like making fun of me for a second when you guys were first talking about me in the start of the show, saying, you know, oh, 112 pounds. So I've lost more than that. Well,
right.
Me too.
I
lost hundreds of pounds throughout my life and gained hundreds of pounds.
It's not a competition, Ali.
I know. I know. But
just
for years,
it down
they were
a little.
Just always the same 30 pounds. You know what I mean? They were just always that same 30 pounds. And that was one of the things that, you know, so it's been a lifelong journey, at least an adulthood journey. When I was younger, I was in shape. But when I was my adulthood journey, it was always like trying to lose weight. And so,
right. So now, so you fill out the application, you send it in, and like, do you call them and go, hey, did you get my application? Because I want to be on the show. Or like, does somebody call you and you go, oh my God, they called me. Like, I can't, I'm, that's.
Well, I actually stood in an open casting call line. Months later, mom had text messaged me saying, BL's in town for open casting. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, so we went down, we found out they were doing couples. But mom and I are a little, you know, we're a little creative and we were, you know, in
tension. Oh, you came up with something?
Well, yeah, we did.
What was your thing?
So this is what's funny. So they said, okay, so we go to the open casting call. We're 11th in line. It's August 11th. So mom went up and down the line and said, it's August 11th. We're 11th in line. You might as well go home. They're choosing us, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they talking smack. I love that.
And then
very competitive.
But then they did. They said we might call you back in the next week or so. They called us that evening, so we went to our interview the next day, which was the film did an interview. But at the time, remember M&M's was coming out with those things where you could put messages on M&M's.
Yeah, right, right.
So in with the address that they gave us with the secret code right on the package, so that they would know that to open this one for sure for our video. We took that address and sent them M&M's that said pick us, pick us. Pick us!
Oh my God! And that worked.
Well, I don't know.
You bribed them
with
candy.
Something worked.
Wow! So you get on the show. You're on the show. First of all, how are the trainers there? How is Al?
They're amazing.
She pain in the ass.
She is it. She is absolutely.
She's a pain.
She is, but it's really funny. I think that directly after my season, and then she kind of got it back, but. You know, I was like, she's so nice. Like, it's just, you know, it's a facade. Like, she's more compassionate. And she said I was ruining her reputation. And so I had to not say that anymore. But I just think that it's funny because everybody thinks because Bob has a smile that he's a nicer guy. You know,
right.
Jillian might be in your face, like, yelling at you and pushing you to your limits, which she's amazing at. She's a genius at what she does. But it's like, but she's more compassionate.
Right.
She, like,
she
needs you.
Right.
Bob has a workout that you're doing regardless. You know what I mean? He has a smile on his face
but
and you're passionate.
You're doing
out
it.
And he's walking over you telling you to get up.
Yeah,
you know?
you got to go through it. Now, your background also is you're a competitive synchronized swimmer.
I was.
So you
tell us about that exciting lifestyle.
No.
Any groupies? What was that
well,
synchronized
we had a couple
swimming
of those
life
boys there? Watching us on the outside the gates when we were younger.
First of all,
Were you like a fat synchronized swimmer or you were thin at the time?
No, I was never heavy until I quit my sport, honestly, and I gained 5 pounds at a time. But the problem was that I was such a competitive athlete and I needed all this fuel or energy, if you will,
right.
that it didn't matter what I ate. I never gained an ounce. The other problem was that I never thought of it as I do now and thought of nutrition and stuff like that. I just needed energy. And the bottom line is it'll take any energy that it'll get. So when I quit my sport and I didn't substitute exercise, that large pizza started to show up on my, you
right.
know, aware,
right.
You know, or
right.
my 7 things at Taco Bell.
Right.
You know
right.
I mean?
And plus you're still. You're,
I didn't need the fuel anymore.
Right. But you're still eating like you did.
Fat.
Like, right.
Well, because I was used to
right.
it. That was what I was accustomed
exactly,
to.
Exactly. Because you're working out so much.
But I was working out so much that I didn't gain an ounce. You
right.
know what I mean? In fact, we thought it was funny. It's like, oh, who can eat a large pizza the fastest?
So you must have taken that competitive spirit. You must have taken that into the, when you were in this event, you're like, oh, they don't know who they're up against.
Well,
that must
I didn't
have been
know who they were up against in the beginning because I had lost my way not only in my body but in the way that I felt about myself, my confidence, who I was, where I was how I was showing up in my life. And so when I first stepped foot on that campus, yeah, I was a different woman. But as I started seeing results and I started working through some of my emotional issues, and that's really why I wrote my book, Believe It, Be It, How Being the Biggest Loser Won Me Back My Life, because it is what the Biggest Loser gave me is it gave me an opportunity to reset goals in my life, to have success, to have something to celebrate and to have the time to think about everything that I had experienced and what I was holding on to and what I was able to let go of. And it really is, I say that, you know, weight is 90% is how we feel about ourselves and how we process things. 10% is diet and exercise. You have to have the diet and exercise, but there are no new truths in diet and exercise.
Right.
It's why we allow ourselves to get to a certain place. What were the decisions that we made about ourselves? How can we let go? How can we break through? And so that's why, you know, what I talk about there. But I didn't know how I got there, so I didn't know how to get back from there. And the Biggest Loser gave me an opportunity to just find ways to believe in myself again, to see that success again.
Right.
So tell us the real skinny behind the scenes of Biggest Loser.
Yeah, any relationships? Like, any guys hit on you?
You know what?
We want to know the good
there's
stuff.
There's absolutely no, none of that allowed. But, you know, it was funny because.
Well, it's never allowed.
I know.
That.
It's got to be like. What,
there are people
it's
that
like
always
Survivor,
do.
Right?
I've heard about it, but I'm a rule follower, so, like, I followed all the rules.
Oh, you did?
But not everybody did, and there definitely was some hanky-panky going on that we did find out about. But, you
after
know, they
the
had.
Fact.
After the fact, they had. You know how we wear the body bags on the ranch? Talking about all your devices and your belts or whatever. Well, we wear a thing called the body bag, and it tracks our calories burned. And by the way, you do burn calories.
Oh, the body bug.
Yeah,
BGG. Yeah. We're getting that too.
Oh, it's the best. No, like, you like that? I live and die by my body bag.
You still use it?
I still use it. I didn't put it on today. Why not? I will be putting it on. You can see kind of like the mark of the body bag.
Oh, it goes a strap that's on your
arm. Yeah,
I gotcha.
And you do burn calories sleeping. Dun, dun, dun.
How many? Six?
It depends. Eight, your like body's two? Different than mine.
That's right. The fat guy's all over the place.
The fat guy. The fatter you are, the faster you burn. But then the healthier you get, it's a little bit harder to burn those calories. And so you have to put more effort through it. But so there were married couples on our season, right? This is so behind the scenes gossip whatever. Yeah.
It's just us.
I'm not going to name any names, but there was one couple in particular where the female did a lot of the work. Not only in the gym did she show up more so than her husband, who I love them both now, but this is how it was at the campus. But she also did all the laundry. She also did all the cleaning. She did everything because we had to do all that ourselves, and he wasn't helping at all. Yeah.
You have to do all – they don't
everything,
have like
a butler? Everything. Cooking, cleaning, everything.
You don't have a butler?
No,
it's probably
because
they want you burning.
More. Unless
more
you
calories.
Bring your wife on campus, apparently, which this guy did. So they shared a room in the beginning with another married couple. Well, that married couple was eliminated in the second week of the season. So
well, now you're giving it away.
Well, I'm not naming any names is what I said. And so then he starts talking about how they started to, you know, do the husband and wife thing.
They were getting extra cardio.
But
what
you have to
saying.
Know is that there's cameras everywhere. So, yeah, there may not be someone in your room, but there are cameras still, you know. And so being guys are, they're like, hey, you know, why don't you wear your body bag and see how many calories you burn?
Oh, yeah.
And I overheard this, right? You know, and I was like, who are you kidding? Why don't you have her wear her body bag? Like, she's probably doing all the work. She did
that's
all the work
right.
everywhere else. I'm
that's
sure she
right.
does it
that's
there.
Right. It doesn't stop. The buck doesn't stop there, probably.
I don't know how many calories you burn laying there, but, you know, whatever.
Man, that's great. We got the skinny now.
Yeah, there you go. That's the kind of information.
That's the kind of information we want on this show. Now, do you guys get together? Is there, like, you know, a club?
Alumni
of winners. Just the people that
you don't
win.
You don't care about the regular contestants.
Not so much the people that win. I think that once you become part of the Biggest Loser, it is a family. And it is truly a family in all aspects that you don't always get to choose who you're born into. You know, some people you really connect with and you would choose to be your friend regardless, and some people you would do anything for them no matter what because they're part of your Biggest Loser alumni. You just do. Nobody knows nobody will ever know unless you have gone through the process. And each person that's eliminated a week earlier only knows that far into it. Right. So, yeah, all of us that are the finalists, the winners, we know what it takes to get all the way there, but we all are part of this same group. And I think that, I would do anything for anybody prior to me, after me.
Sure.
Biggest Loser, family.
Now, is anybody falling off the wagon and
game? Yeah, they always fall off.
No,
I don't know what wagon you're talking about. And you know what? This is my biggest gripe. Okay, so you can take every single diet out there and they're not on TV. They have larger numbers. But if you take our numbers and a percentage and comparatively, we still probably have the highest rate of success. And the truth is that, sure, some people, Eric Chopin, my inspiration, I mean, even this past season, it's like, oh, he gained all his weight back. And he came on season and stuff. But that's crap. He didn't gain all his weight back. He gained a large portion of it. But it was still half of what he lost. So you can't tell me
he's still not better. He's still a winner.
Yeah, he's still every single person who's ever stepped foot on that campus is a winner.
Right.
But
they may not have the 250, but they're a winner.
Right.
But
that's a good attitude.
It just shows you how difficult it is to stay compliant. I mean, losing the weight is a challenge by itself, but it's maintaining that weight loss that's even bigger challenge.
Well, and that's the biggest difference that I really had the opportunity to kind of check in and realize for myself that it was every day for the rest of my life. And once I got that, I was like, okay, well, that's liberating. I'm just going to be a girl that always has to worry about it. And I did kind of connect, too, with the idea that, you know, I always thought that skinny people were skinny because they just got that way from genetics. You know,
and
that's crap, you know, and smoking. But that's crap, really. They're healthy because they choose to be healthy. They choose the right things. They choose to be active. They choose to live that type of lifestyle. A diet never worked before for me when I would gain and lose all of that weight because it was something that I did. And so since it was something that I did, it was something that had a start and a finish. Right. It was something I was doing. And what I did in this process and really got and learned what that is, that I needed to make choices that I could do for the rest of my life, because it is the rest of my life. And so those who leave the campus and think that, oh, I already lost all this weight, I don't have to pay
now
attention as much.
Right, I'm done.
You know,
I've done
I don't have to wear my body bag. I don't have to count my calories. I don't have to do that. Well, maybe you don't have to do it as strictly, but you still have to be conscious of it. The thing that got us to where we were, where we showed up on campus, was living unconsciously. What we need to do is remember to stay present and in the moment and pay attention to every single almond that goes in your mouth. You know, even if they're almonds, there's still 7 calories an almond.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's like they may not be, you know, peanut M&Ms anymore, but they still have a calorie value, and you still need to be conscious and not just throw it down the hatch.
Right. So this really has changed your life, this whole experience.
It has absolutely changed my life.
You're doing a lot of cool stuff now. You're actually here in Atlanta. You're in Arizona.
Cutting hair?
I only cut hair for those who won't let me not cut their hair.
Who won't let you?
Who won't let me not cut their hair. Now, you know what's really great?
You cut your family's hair.
I cut my
mom's hair.
Looks good over there.
Except
for, you know, she's like she's now like the cobbler's child, where she has to beg, plead, and start cutting her own hair before I'll make time to cut her hair.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like busy. But now it's, you know what, I always will love doing hair in that, and I'm a great hairstylist, Vidal Sassoon, you know, trained, everything.
What can we do with the fat guy's hair? Is there anything
I
we
like
can
my
do?
Hair. What's wrong with my hair? Come on,
Allie. It's okay.
Don't judge me,
Allie. I
think,
you know, whenever you have, when you got a fat guy, you should always lift the hair up.
The hair up.
Have
lift the hair. So I spike it. It's got to be spiked.
Yeah, we need to spike it and then put a lot of hairspray on. So when he's on the back of that tandem bike, it's just
Donald Trump look going. Yeah.
Oh
right?
No, that's a little different, honey. No, but it's, you know, now I get to do that with people that I want to share my time with. I don't have to do it because I have liberty in my life elsewhere. But I mean, you know, really, my mission ever since I started to say is that I wanted to just go and look at many people in the eye as I could, give them a hug and be like, you too can have anything that you want. You can create it. It's one step at a time. It's setting goals again. It's giving yourself an opportunity to celebrate who you are as a person. You know what I mean? And so I wanted to go on tour. Originally, I thought it would be on a bicycle, and I thought, you know, here I am on the ranch and I have all these grand ideas. Whenever I'm exercising, I get so creative, and it was hours upon hours upon hours upon hours and then some more hours. So I had a lot of time to think.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, how cool would it be if, you know, we created this whole critical mass thing and mom and I were riding pink bikes across America, and we said, you know, if you see our pink bikes, get on your bike. If it's a mile, if it's a city, if it's a state, it's half the country, but just get up and ride, right?
Did mom say? She's like, I don't know.
She was like the fat guy. Where's the tandem?
Yeah, where's the tandem?
She was like that couple. The other person does all the work and she hangs back, you know, doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, she's really fun. Yeah, mom wants to do anything she can to get a little break. She's got, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. You might be able to help her with something, but she quit peanut butter, strangely enough, and it helped. It did. Some doctor told her that, so all you guys out
you want to hear something funny? I knew a guy, a Russian guy, who had rheumatoid arthritis, and he thought that rubbing oil, like motor oil on his joints would make it feel better.
Wow.
Yeah. What about that for
swimming in the Gulf? Maybe that'll help him.
I wonder if it was
Robert's
looking
at me like,
going,
that's quite a good study. I haven't heard that before.
Well,
but,
it's dark, right? So it should reflect the sun at least, at minimum.
So now, in terms of what you're doing now, how are you taking what you've learned and how have you taken that and transformed that into stuff like with the public and stuff that you're hearing?
Well, that's one
for.
Of the things where, you know, Famous Footwear was looking for a new way to kind of get out there and be there for their customer. And with all the different, you know, we're busy people and obesity is a huge epidemic. People don't have time to take care of themselves. And there are some true reasons, but they don't have to be excuses. So the shoe companies in and of themselves, almost all of them are coming out with their toning lines, you know.
Right.
Like Famous Footwear happens to be a retailer, so they have like the biggest selection with all of the different lines. And so they were thinking of a new way to like kind of celebrate and support their customer. I wanted to go on tour. And so we partnered up, and it's like, well, I'm traveling around the country. We're hitting 20 different cities. We're going there. We're getting people. We're doing impromptu Twitter workouts. Like, hey, meet me at this corner. And we walk a mile. Oh yeah. We run. Sometimes we run 5K. Sometimes we walk a mile. Sometimes we do boot camps in the park. Sometimes, but I'm really like challenging people. You say you want to do something, and I know how hard it is to start. I know how alone you feel, but you just got to start. So show up now. Show up in a half an hour and be here and be present. And, you know, and then also too, really just, you know, promoting the different lines of these tone up shoes, because what that does is it allows you to get a little bit of fitness. Honestly, you're not going to be able to do it without doing anything else. You know, it's not, you don't wear your shape ups and think that you're going to lose 100 pounds. I mean, that's just, come on. But
I'm getting my money back.
Yeah. But you do get toned, you know, like I wear them all the time when I'm you know, walking out there. And it's funny because it just activates your core, because if you don't, you're on your heels. And so now that I know more about my body, but what it does is it allows you to do something in what you're already doing. And there's run tones. I'm a big runner. I ran Boston Marathon. I'm not that big of a runner. I made it through Boston Marathon.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm more of a triathlete. You know, I love doing things like that. So we're just traveling the country, just trying to get people energized, try to get them excited, trying to support them and find ways to fit fitness in their everyday life, as well as know that you don't need to have a membership to a gym. What you do need is a support system, and you need a good pair of shoes, because you can, at that point, do anything you want outside. You can create a boot camp. You can create a walking group. You do need the support system, and you do need, you know, pretty much all you need is a great pair of shoes. You need the soul.
You need the soul. That sounds great. And now, have you had any responses from any of the people that have written you and said, like, have you changed their lives and stuff?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You get that kind of email stuff all the time?
All the time. And, you know,
anything that stands out to you, any stories that people have written to you that really kind of like, wow, really affected you?
You know, what I think is really interesting is that as much as we all think that we're alone, there are so many of the similar stories. And it really is about how we feel about ourselves and how we feel judged and how we feel. And so I read these letters, and they're my story, but they're from all over the world. My season in particular has been aired in over 90 countries. So I was the first female to win, period. And other countries have Biggest Losers. So people reach out to me and they share with me their stories about death, about, you know, depression, about success, about, you know, new relationships, new love, about, you know, just about pretty much anything. One lady came up to me, and I won't mention her name, but she's been struggling. She lost a lot of weight, you know, and I met her at an impromptu Twitter workout during my tour in Tucson, Arizona with Famous Footwear. And she came up to me and she waited until everybody left, and she just really wanted to share. And I was the first person that she actually voiced that she had lost weight and seen such success and then started struggling with it and wasn't seeing, getting the responses. And so she, for the past 5 years, she has been battling bulimia, you know, and so she was a, since me talking to me that night in the park and me just telling her, well, you have to forgive yourself. You know, you can do this. You have to, it starts with forgiveness, because she just felt such shame. She couldn't even look at me. I pulled her chin up and I said, look at me. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be seen. Whether or not you hid behind the weight before, or now you're hiding, trying to be invisible.
Right.
You know, you deserve to be seen. Where you are is okay. Forgive yourself. And today is a new day. You came out here. You made something different. And so she's been, that was probably a month and a half ago.
Stuff.
We were in Tucson, and she's been Twittering me and Facebooking me and letting me know that since she saw me, she hasn't done it.
That's great.
And she reaches out to me when she feels like it, and, you know, feels like she wants to go and purge and try to and lose herself. But it's amazing. It's like, you know, because I took the time to look someone in the eye and let them know that, you know what, I know
stuff.
You deserve to be forgiven, but you got to forgive yourself. So
that's great.
I mean, it's all over the map as far as different success stories, people getting pregnant, you know, different things like that.
You inspired me to get pregnant. That's really
To lose weight so that they're able to get pregnant.
I got you.
Oh, come on, Dr. Fitness.
I didn't know.
We're talking about the other kind of fitness.
I didn't know. I said, you know, Lee,
she's an aphrodisiac. That's
now,
what you thought.
You have a website, AllieVincent.com. What can you get at the website? Is there any great stuff there?
Actually, it's really, you know, you can always find out where I am, because I am traveling the country. I do a lot of speaking to women's expos, health expos, healthy women events, heart healthy events, you know, by the American Red Cross.
And you're also going to be on Saturday, June 19th. The Famous Footwear store in Griffin, Georgia.
Yes,
from 1 to 3.
You guys have to come out. We're going to do a shoe crazy, which
do you
is
know
really
where Griffin
fun.
Is?
I
don't even know where
Griffin.
I don't even know where. Yeah, I think it's somewhere south.
It's so much fun though. So the first 50 people that come and buy a pair of shoes get my book for free. I'm going to be there signing autographs. We're going to have different. It's like a party, and then everybody who comes gets to enter to win what's called a shoe crazy. And for 30 seconds, you get to run through the store and grab as many pair of shoes as you can, which is so much fun. Like, I get anxiety. It reminds me. Well, you got to be fast. You got to have a plan, and that's what the important thing is. And that's what's so around the board with everything. We never, you know, plan to fail. We only fail to plan.
Right.
And so if 30 seconds is longer than you think, if you have a plan, and it's shorter than you think if you don't, because if it's shorter, you might get one pair. But I've seen someone grab eight in 30 seconds, got eight different pairs of shoes. So, I mean, it's been, because you have to do one at a time and go back to the table. So it's not like you grab as many as you can.
And you
got to
get the right size, right?
You don't have to worry about the size. We'll switch out the size for you, which is really great. But it's really, it just creates this like kind of energy, and it's great. A lot of times
can
we're also going to the.
Can you throw them?
You're not supposed to.
It's like the shuttle run.
Sometimes if they see, I see them struggling, I go and try to help them.
And Allie, where else can we find your book? Believe It, Be It.
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it pretty much anywhere books are sold. You know, and on the website too. My website. You can look up my tour and all the things we're doing. A lot of behind the scenes blogging. You can see us there on famousfootwear.com. You know, /Allie. Or you'll see a little icon on my face. You can just hit that and find out where we're going to be. Also on my website, I do a lot of blogging. Mom does blogging. She does No BS by BS. And everybody who knows me knows my mom. And we talk about recipes. We talk about successes. We talk about everything that we're doing. So I'm just trying to stay present, because that's one of the things that supports me and it supports others to continue to talk about it, because it still comes up. You know, the other day I was eating lunch with somebody and they ordered the exact same thing and I had a fat girl complex come up. It was like, I remember when I would like look at somebody and I'd be like, oh my gosh, they have more on their plate. We ordered the exact same thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's still, the thoughts still come up. So staying present and still talking about them, knowing that, you know, you're not alone.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. It's a great story. You're a true inspiration.
Thank you.
And again, the book is called Believe It, Be It. And the website, AllieVincent.com as well.
And Famous Footwear. And come out on Saturday, you guys.
Come on Saturday, 1 to 3.
Yeah, we'll ride our bike over.
I won't
over.
Be there. The fat guy will definitely be there.
Yeah, you got to ride your bike, definitely.
I'll give you his cell number. Make sure he shows up.
Okay.
And I'll pick her up on my bike.
It sounds good. We'll get our sunscreen on, and we'll and you pick me up, and then I'll do all the work.
It has a basket.
All the work. I'll be wearing my body bike. On a tandem.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Allie Vincent, the lovely Allie Vincent. Check her out at AllieVincent.com. And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Check out our blog. Check out our Facebook page. Make sure you go on and become one of our friends. Allie, make sure you go on and become one of our friends. Robert, we need you as a friend, too.
I don't have to be a friend, right?
Yeah, we definitely don't need you interacting on that.
Don't be my friend.
You scare away people. I don't need either. Twitter, we got Fat Guy. What's our Twitter thing?
I'm at Fat Guy. He's Dr. Fitness 6.
Dr. Fitness 6.
He was a little late to the game.
Yeah, there were five other Dr. Fitnesses that signed up. I can't believe that. That really stinks. Anyway, check out our website. Check out all the great information and our soon-to-be-released, our second book, 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids. It used to be 37.
Yeah.
The publisher, I think, cut out two of them. They said, I don't like those. So we had to, it became 35.